Decisions on the future of Mauna Kea, including the 30-meter telescope and other observatories, are in the hands of the courts, the State Department of Land and Natural Resources, and University of Hawaii. Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim has been sharing a vision he says can incorporate all interests.
I met with the governor, the attorney general, almost all of the observatories, with some of the people funding the TMT. I believe TMT is an opportunity for Hawaii Island, good for mankind. Good for Hawaii, good for students, good for the economy.
Kim says the mountain should be a world park.
Mauna Kea can be and should be a monument for the world, for mankind's quest of knowledge to make us a better people. Because of the Hawaiian being the first people of the nation of Hawaii, from that, the development of the cosmopolitan race of Hawaii, people belonging to the world. This whole mountain symbolizes that.
Mayor Kim acknowledges many stakeholders need to buy into his vision. Kalani Flores is a faculty member at Palama Nui Community College. He and his wife, Pua Case, have spoken against 30-meter telescope since 2010.
The core of his vision is worthy. Having Mauna Kea designated a symbol of world peace, cosmopolitan, belonging to all the world. Before you can have that, you have to resolve the conflicts. But we don't believe that the vision should be or will be inclusive of this proposed 30-meter telescope.
Doug Simons is an astronomer and head of Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope, as well as an avid outdoorsman and conservationist. He has heard Kim express his vision several times.
It felt like a big umbrella in which a variety of interests in the mountain could find a safe space. This melding of science and culture and environment, all of those could fit under the canopy of a park.
The big question now is how Mayor Kim's vision might become reality and what comes next. From Kona, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.